Behind the Herald headlines with Darren Mann.
A long hot summer lies ahead of us, as well as the upcoming festive season, and water safety is paramount. So let's talk about that on Behind the Herald headlines today. We are joined by Herald royalty, the Herald Nelson Mandela University Citizen of the Year Health and Safety category winner, Natalie Ogden. Natalie, this is an area of expertise for you, and it's always problematic. People want to party, people want to have fun, they don't always do it responsibly. What do we need to do? What are the things that people can put into practical use to be water safe this holiday season?
So obviously for me, I suppose coming from years and years of instruction, and this is my line of work and my career, education is massive, and just teaching your children to realize that, you know, especially along our coastline, there are designated lifeguards at the sea, for argument's sake. When it comes to dams and rivers, you know, I'm not really entirely sure how many like designated people or lifeguards there are there. But, you know, currents are massive, and it's a reality that even though you think the water is still, there is still movement in that water. So you're not in control of that, of the current, of the rip. So, you know, playing in shallow water, it lends itself to maybe a drop-off that you aren't aware of. So, you know, you cannot see the bottom, I suggest you don't go in. I think parents need to be very responsible and, you know, take heed of the fact that, you know, these are our children and we've got to keep them safe. If they do find themselves in trouble, you know, if they're in a rip, that they just turn onto their backs, they relax, because a stone sinks and a feather floats. So you just got to relax and let the rip take you out, and then it will push you out at some point. A rip doesn't last, it doesn't go for very long. And then just to relax and hopefully somebody has seen you. But ideally you don't want to be on a beach where there aren't any visible lifeguards. Alcohol is a massive issue,
Do we know which beaches will have lifeguards? Because there have been challenges in that regard. It's been well reported in the Herald and in other publications as well. Do you know, can you tell us which beaches will definitely have lifeguards? Because that could be problematic.
Yeah. So obviously I can only speak for PE. And I know that there's obviously at King's Beach, there's at Humid Beach, there's at Pollock Beach and Hobie Beach. Sardinia Bay, I know that there aren't any lifeguards there anymore. I'm not entirely sure about Seaview either. So Maitland's either. I can't tell you. But I do know, like, on our coastline, like, obviously where there's a lot in this cosmopolitan area, and, you know, there's a lot of activity down on our beachfront, the main beachfront, and there definitely is visible lifeguards. And also Bluewater Bay as well, there's lifeguards there. But I can't speak with other ones.
Swimming in the sea is very, very, very different to swimming in a dam, for people who don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Like, or a river, because the river obviously pushes to the sea, and a dam is like stagnant. So also dam, you cannot see the bottom. So, you know, I suggest that you don't even attempt it, because, I mean, you go under there, you'll never see the person again. Obviously, as soon as you go under, there's obviously panic. And you'll take a deep breath and you take in so much water, go straight to your lungs. Mm. So, yeah, you know, again, it's about safety and it's about educating. People need to be educated. And I see there's been a lot of articles, especially like on Facebook, and Life Saving South Africa is posting every day about safety. So, and to be aware, like, you know, you dial 112. That is like the number to dial if there's ever an issue.
You mentioned alcohol. We talk about it every year. It continues to be a problem. Other water safety tips that I remember hearing almost every single year is try not to swim alone and don't swim at night. You'd agree? Anything else?
I totally would agree. Yes, totally. But, you know, I suppose when you're getting to a stage when you're totally inebriated, you do stupid things. So I still say, like, and you cannot, I mean, alcohol is actually banned on beaches. You're not allowed to be drinking. Even there, I mean, we walk along the beachfront, the litter is appalling. And all you see are bottles, broken bottles. I mean, you can just walk on our promenade. It's terrible. And so definitely don't swim at night, and don't swim where you can see that there's a rip. I mean, a rip, it's easy to see because the water is like free flowing. And as soon as you see there's like a stripe, dead stripe, that's a rip. I mean, and obviously where the water comes together, so they must just be safe. I have to reiterate that. I mean, kids that are not, just like in a pool scenario, children think that because they can stand in a pool, they can swim. I get it all the time. I'll say, can you swim? And they'll say, yes, I can swim. I said, no, you're standing in this pool. You cannot swim yet. You're not water safe. Mm. So it's education, again. And that's what I do with my swimming program, is just educating them, you know. Trying very hard just to get the word out there. And then we're hoping that, like, with a few that can come, that they actually teach their mates, you know. Like, please don't just jump into a pool. You know, especially if you can't see the bottom, because the depths are totally different. One pool you'll stand in, another pool you'll jump in, you'll go straight to the bottom.
Natalie, allied to that, people sometimes, without seeing the bottom of a body of water, tend to dive in. That can be extremely dangerous as well.
No, you never dive into any pool. You don't dive, even if you're going under a wave, your arms are always at the top of your head. You can never just, your arms is never be by your side. And if you're in a pool or in a dam, river, you jump in, because you never know how shallow or how deep it is. So jumping in, like, and jumping doesn't mean that you're going to do a belly flop. Jumping means that your feet land in the water first. Your fingers never go in first. And if you're going under a wave, your arms are always at the top of your head. And, you know, especially if you're coming back into shoreline, is to always look back, because there'll always be a lull between waves. So you want to make sure that when you're obviously coming back, you're always looking back. You dive under the waves and then you stop and you look back, you know, because you can also get swept up into that that water, and then it's a nightmare to get back up, you know, and then you're swallowing water. And
can we just confirm as well, in an emergency situation, the number to dial is 112. Who are you dialing? What sort of assistance are you getting from 112?
So that goes straight to NSRI. They dispatch whoever and whichever beach. And I mean, obviously, if the lifeguard's there, there's a direct link. But I mean, even like at home, and children that are unassisted, and there's a bucket of water. I mean, you can actually drown in 4 meters of water, like a toilet. It's not just about a swimming pool or a dam or a river or the sea. Like any bit of water, kids can drown in that.
Centimeters of water, you say?
No, 4 millimeters of water. Like, yeah, 4 centimeters. Yeah, so it's depth. So it's like, yeah.
4 centimeters of water. I've just Googled, so we're right. Natalie, final thoughts from your side on water safety as we head into summer and the festive season. Anything we've missed out on?
You know, the holiday season for me is always about relaxing and enjoyment, and being with your family and your friends, and you would want to obviously see the new year in with them. So as responsible parents, adults, of children and even adults, it's important to realize that when you are taking them out on an outing, just to always be reassured that you are doing the right thing for your children, and making sure that if you go into the sea that you actually have them with you, and that you, like, just be responsible and be safe. I think that's obviously very important. I think for me, it's been the most incredible gift to be given this opportunity to try and educate the people to understand where we are. And I mean, my age group is from 4 years old. I go to 17 years old. And just teaching them how to love water, because, you know, you're in control of yourself in the water. The water's not the boss. You the boss in a pool, I'm talking now. So when you want to, if you can stand, you stand. If you want, you're lying on your back, you're relaxing. Water safety is all about relaxing in the water. And for me, that's the thing. It's like giving this gift to the kids that have never had this opportunity, you know, and not to be fearful of it. I think that's also a big thing. And this I'm talking about now in a learn to swim environment. When it comes to not having that opportunity, getting to the water safely, and don't jump in, hold on to the side, because you don't know how deep it is.
I'm gonna leave it there, wishing you and your family and your loved ones a very, very happy festive season and a safe holiday. And I hope we don't have too much drama to deal with as far as issues in the water go. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Darren. It was an absolute privilege for you to get in contact with me. I really appreciate the time. Have a lovely day and have a wonderful Christmas.
Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines now, Ward 2 Councillor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Councillor Sean Tappan. Sean, just a few quick thoughts for both residents and visitors to our city in terms of safety on the beachfront. Are we ready for visitors? Are we ready for the season? What should people be aware of?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Definitely, Darren. The summer season safety launch has already taken place. We'll be seeing a lot of roadblocks coming up, a lot of people being stopped to check for licensing and drinking and driving in various spots in the city. As you know, we've also had the speed cameras that have been put up, watching people going over the speed limits. On the beachfront area, you'll see a lot of people are already starting to use our facilities. And there will definitely be an increase in the South African Police Metro Services, as well as the traffic department. Over and above that, the tourism industry has put a number of tourism monitors and safety personnel that's coming out of the business chamber just to support and enhance safety on the beach.
Sean, in terms of partygoers on the beach, every year alcohol comes into play. People complain that it's not policed as strictly as it should be. Have measures been put in place to try and deal with that?
Definitely. Look, obviously the festive season is the time when people let their hair down and obviously tend to partake in a little bit too much. We have to ensure that we protect the normal beachgoers and, you know, people that are coming from out of area even to use our facilities. So at this stage, bylaw management is extremely important. We've already started on that with a number of fines, arrests and alcohol being poured out on the scene. Obviously, that's something that we're going to have to look at because on the beachfront over a very hot period, at any one time, there's about 70,000 people coming in on the whole stretch of our area, which isn't just obviously the Summer Strand beachfront, but is like Brighton Beach all the way around to Noorduk and on the Eastern Cape, even all the way up to St. Francis. But definitely crowded season. I heard yesterday that they're probably going to have the opening of the season again. It was announced very late. And then on the 31st as well, there's going to be festivities on the beachfront for New Year's Eve. So very, very busy season. And all the officials have put their plans in place and have already started actioning it.
Services such as litter and rubbish collection, is that being dealt with? It's a perennial problem we deal with this time of the year.
Definitely. Look, loads of people coming down. Bins, additional bins have been put in place, cleaning crews for early hour cleanups to try and clean up from the night before. I've also launched the old Zibby project again from many years ago when you were a teenager in terms of trying to educate people, parents and children to put their rubbish in the bins. But obviously with the volumes of people coming through, you know, it is definitely something that we have to watch. Things like glass, plastic, we don't want any of that to go out to the oceans if strong winds pick up overnight.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.